Welcome to the Childhood Podcast. My name is Audrey.
And my name is Drew, and together we're going to share our childhoods with each other.
Yeah! Welcome back to the Childhood Podcast.
That's right, we're back for another...
episode.
Dazzling episode.
Yeah.
All right, what are we talking about today, Audrey?
We're talking about creative Tonys.
What's a creative Tony?
A creative Tony, it's like a Tony, but instead of songs and stories on it, you get to create your own song and stories.
That sounds really interesting.
Or you could just tell Google or Alexa to play a song, and then you could record it to be on your Tony.
Yeah, if you have the rights to the song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to be pirating any unauthorized audio. All right. You can put your own songs on there and you can put your own stories. Do you know how much you can put on your Tony?
How much?
90 minutes.
That's more than an hour.
That's true. That's an hour and a half. And you can put up to 99 tracks and you can rearrange them anytime you want. Right?
Yeah.
And you do that through the app. And so I have a creative Tony here. Do you know which one this is?
It's the Wizard.
It is the Wizard. And this is a recently launched Tony in the United States. And what's he holding?
He's holding a staff and an owl.
That's right. And he's got like a blue robe. And
yeah, and stars on it.
Stars. And what does his hat look like?
So there's like this blue outline, a golden sparkle thing with a star.
It looks like a crescent moon on the tip of his hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, so I actually know what creative Tonys are, and I think that they're pretty cool.
I know.
But not everybody knows what they are, and not everybody knows how to use them.
Yeah.
So I made a booklet that teaches people how to use creative Tonys, and it gives them a creative prompt. You and I have talked a lot about creative prompts, right? We've talked about the storytelling process. You remember what every good story has?
A superhero, a villain, or a supervillain, and a problem.
A problem.
And here are the five things that a story needs. Characters, a problem, solution, and then settings, and
a climax?
What?
Do you know what a climax is?
No. What's the last one? So plot, solution, and problem.
A problem, solution. How about a treasure? A reward at the end.
A treasure and a character.
Yeah, I think, that's basically the elements of a story, right?
Yeah.
So I created a booklet to help people learn how to do stuff with their creative Tonys. And there's an activity that's based on the Wizard, which is the guy that I'm holding. And I was going to go through that activity with you.
Yes, please. But first I want to tell a story.
Okay, let's hear your story.
It's not a story I made up. It's from a book.
Okay.
It's called Pencil and When Pencil Met Eraser. Once there was a pencil who loved to draw. Pencil liked to work alone. In this picture, there's a whole city, and then there's this eraser saying, "Whatcha doing?" And then he erased the sky and said, "Look, now you can see the sky." And once there was an eraser who loved to erase. But Pencil wasn't very happy about it.
Hey, you just kind of hijacked my episode.
Yeah.
Can we do this another time?
Okay.
Okay. I love that you're reading the book, and I love that you're describing it. But maybe we'll save that for another episode.
Okay.
Cool. So do you want to do this Creative Tony activity?
Yep.
Okay. So this is kind of like, I'm not even going to tell you what it is, because what we're going to do is I'm going to give you a particle of speech like it might be a noun, it might be an adjective, and you're going to tell me what to put in, and then you're going to read the story at the end, okay? So the first thing I need is a land animal. Do you know what a land animal is?
It's like a wild animal, a house cat, an indoor cat, any kind of animal.
An animal
that lives on the land.
Yeah, so it could be wild or it could be domestic, right? Do you know what domestic is?
No.
Domestic means not wild. So like,
yeah,
our cat is not wild, so it's domestic.
He's a little wild, but not like from the woods. He's just like wild when he's playing.
Yeah, he's mildly wild.
Yeah.
Can you tell me your favorite land animal or the one that you want to put in the story?
A baby rabbit.
A baby rabbit, okay. Can you tell me a color?
It's gray.
Gray?
And
emotion.
It's a happy little.
I'm going to say happy. That's an emotion. Oh, hero's name. We got to the hero. What's this rabbit's name?
Fuzzy.
Fuzzy. Okay. Fuzzy rabbit. One day, Fuzzy, we got to use it again here. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. And another color.
To convince you to the...
Just say the color.
What color?
Can you tell me a color?
Teal.
Teal, that's a good one. All right, number. Tell me a number.
Let's see, 60.
All right. Tell me another color.
Yellow.
Yellow, and another color.
Dude, how many colors? Purple.
Purple, okay. And type of clothing.
I don't know what.
What about this?
Pants.
Pants. All right, that works.
Wait, is Fuzzy wearing pants?
Shh. Okay, favorite food?
Carrots.
All right. Are you ready to read this for everybody?
Okay.
All right, so.
Once there was a baby rabbit that lived in the woods. It was gray. And very happy and named Fuzzy. One day, Fuzzy decided to take an adventure to the teal magical castle at the end of the woods. Fuzzy walked for 60 days and met bright yellow garden gnomes, a glowing purple tree, and a rabbit wearing pants along the way. When Fuzzy reached the castle, the family who lived there prepared a feast of carrots for Fuzzy, who was very hungry from the long journey. The end. Share your adventure on social using Word Wizard.
Hashtag Word Wizard, right?
Yeah.
All right, that's if you want to share this. We're going to share this on this podcast episode.
Yeah.
All right, so how did that story go?
The plot is about a rabbit, and it went to the castle, and people prepared a feast for it, and yeah.
So we have a hero. A hero is the baby rabbit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did they have a problem or a conflict?
Yes. The problem was that he had to walk for 60 days.
That's true. Yeah, that's implicit, I would say. I wouldn't say there was like a very apparent
problem,
but I think walking for 60 days is definitely kind of a problem.
I was about to say 100.
Yeah. So, yeah, not too much conflict, but yeah, it's a tough task at any rate. What was the treasure?
The treasure was the meal.
Yeah, the feast of carrots, right?
Yeah.
So... yeah, he got really hungry from 60 days of walking.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a short, silly story, right? And it was mostly just like colors and Fuzzy's name, right?
Later, we could probably record it on this.
Yeah, we could record it on the Creative Tony. We can also start changing some of the other words if you want.
Yeah.
Or we could enter some intrigue. You and I have talked about intrigue before, right? Do you remember what intrigue is?
No.
Intrigue is like something that catches your attention. So he's walking for 60 days, and what happens? He steps on a snake.
Oh,
That's intrigue, because then you want to know, what is the snake happy about that or not?
And the snake, thankfully the snake was a garden snake.
Oh, and he was not poisonous.
Yeah.
But anyway, you can add different elements to the story, right? Or you could change the character's name.
It wasn't a garden snake. It was a corn snake.
A corn snake? I've never heard of a corn snake.
A corn snake, like, imitates a rattlesnake. It shakes its tail so when someone pecks up because it doesn't want to be eaten.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah.
Or did you make it up?
No.
Okay.
It's called a corn snake for some reason.
Yeah, that's bizarre. Did you learn that in school?
No, it was at the wildlife thing.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, yeah, that's a good little story. We could probably share it with Word Wizard. So maybe when we post the episode, we'll do hashtag Word Wizard.
And we'll also add some words.
Yeah. So the other thing is that I think we just spent some time together, which was a nice benefit. So it was fun to do that. And then you also had some other discussion along the way, right?
Yeah.
We talked about land animals a little bit. So there are a lot of different ways to spend your time with this activity, right?
Yeah.
You're looking through the rest of the booklet. What are you thinking about?
I'm going to read this.
Okay. Hey, I think we're going to call it for today.
Okay.
Because we do have another activity. That's the Myth Mermaid. And we also have the Message Monster. So yeah. Those are two other activities in the Creative Tony booklet.
Yeah.
Right? But did you know I'm going to share this with all of my friends? And I'm going to encourage them to do the same thing with their kids. I'm going to have them do their own stories, and maybe they'll share them online. And do you want to see some of those when my friends post them?
Sure.
Okay. All right, anything else you want to say today, Audrey?
Well, in the next episode, I will probably read that book.
Okay, When Pencil Met Eraser?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. No.
All right. Can you say?
But I do think this wizard wants to say something.
All right. What does the wizard want to say?
I keep forgetting things. So if you ask me for a pair of wings, then I might give you a pair of flies.
All right. Until next time. Can you say goodbye?
Goodbye.